Welcome to Dear Auntie, hosted by your gay auntie, Shannon Nathan from TikTok. In this show, I open up my phone for people to call in asking for advice on real-world problems, and I try to give them practical solutions. A little disclaimer, I can only give advice based on the information I'm given. Some people may not give all the facts, and that's okay. They're entitled to have their privacy, all right? This should go without saying, no advice is going to be perfect, and people can take what I say with a grain of salt, but just having a sounding board can help people immensely find new paths they may not have thought of. Now, this message comes to me via my email, yourgayauntie@gmail.com, and it's something that I think a lot of people have struggled with in the past, and I've talked about in live on TikTok before. Now, if you ever want to email me asking for advice, feel free. But let's go into it. Now, I'm going to stumble a little bit because I'm going to be going through some personal information, trying to side skirt that. But this is a very good question. Now, dear auntie, hello. I've watched you for a while now and I respect you and you've helped me grow so much. Well, I'm glad. So wonderful. But I'm currently working through some things. I'm a straight man and I'm trying to get work through, hold on, some inner homophobia and transphobia. And I've recognized it in myself and want to move past it. It just can be hard because of things I see on TV and on other content creators' page really make it difficult, like how you're trying to indoctrinate kids and y'all are trying to spread your agenda. Please help. Well, I'm glad you recognize this in yourself, honey. That is a very big step not a lot of people are willing to do to unbox and grow. Now let's talk about this, shall we? Now when you see politicians and content creators, remember most of the time when they're hawking on the LGBT community, it's because they don't want you to see the failures in themselves. And in terms of content creators, they're just getting likes and views and that is really it. That it's a form of rage baiting, but the LGBTQI+ community is the one that's the sacrificial lamb. And you can tell because very rarely, as almost always, they never have resources to actually help kids. They never have resources to help other people. It's just them getting you mad in order for you to like and follow them. That is it. It's a tale as old as time, honey. But let's talk about these things. And first, let's talk about representation versus indoctrination. Now, indoctrination, a lot of us are accustomed to, especially if we come from a Christian background, in terms of everything you do is a form to get you to the church, whether it's feeding the homeless, clothing the needy. It's always, here's a pamphlet, come to our church. We did the good thing, come to our church. And being accustomed to that, whether you realize that's what's happening or not, it's hard to see any act of goodwill as anything that is not indoctrination. I think I worded that correct. I hope that makes sense. So when you see people with the pride flag or trying to do good things just for the sake of doing it, you can see it from the same light of the cultural zeitgeist you are from. Where for us, it's just representation for the sake of representation because we've been silenced for so long. And it's a two-pronged thing. One is representation and one is exaltation. Exaltation. So I'm 35. Growing up, there was very little media that had a gay person in it, you know, that had a gay person not being beaten or being the butt of every joke or being the comedic relief. And so having this representation, be able to see I can grow up, I can grow old, especially considering our elder, we don't have that many elders. Not many of us survived the 1980s. And so it kind of is one, look at us, we are here, and it's okay if you are here too. And seeing the pride flag and all those things is to show we exist, and if you're part of this community, hey, it's okay to be you in whatever flavor of that rainbow you are. Representation. And then there's exaltation, the fact that a lot of us did not think we would survive. We're just glad to be here. And for all of us to, in spite of everything we've been through as a community, in spite of death threats, in spite of self-unaliving threats, so in spite of bullying, we survive. And in spite of legislation, we survive. That's what gay pride and the rainbow flag is, to celebrate us for us. And if you see this flag and you are part of us or you support us, come dance with us. Come exult with us. And on the representation side, it is, look at me. If you're part of this, there it does get better. There was a campaign of some many years back that was, it does get better. And a lot of people use children against LGBTQI plus people, forgetting that we ourselves were children. And the mindset, especially amongst a lot of people, is that we started out straight and then became gay, became lesbian, became trans, whatever. But that couldn't be further from the truth. The only thing that happened is that we accepted what we were, because society has created this inhibition, this hate and horribleness around being LGBTQI plus that we have to work to realize it or accept it in ourselves. Does that make sense? And so I now am a 35-year-old gay man. Once upon a time, I was a gay little boy, a great gay preteen, a gay teenager. That never changed. The only change was accepting my truth. And a lot of times people, when they talk about the LGBTQ plus community, they focus on the singular act of sex, which in and of itself limits so much what sexuality is. Because sexuality, now listen to understand, is so much more than who you shack up with in bed. It is. It's who your community, it's your self-identity, it's how you love both platonically and romantically. And a lot of times in the LGBTQI community, LGBTQI plus community, sex isn't even a thing, like in terms of asexual people, that is broached. You know what I mean? And so people, especially people who are hardcore homophobic, sexualize us more than we do and forget their own journey of being straight, that it was just a state of being, and being LGBTQI plus was just a state of being. We were gay little kids, lesbian little kids, without ever broaching the topic of the singular act of sex. That is just who we were. Being gay, being lesbian, being trans, all those things are just states of being. Does that make sense? That is separate from the act of sex. And once you equate and keep LGBTQI plus people as their original state of being, then you start actualizing, like, oh yeah, because you as a straight person went through the same growth process. There was a time period where you were a straight little kid, little boy, and the topic of sex was not broached or even required until you grew up much later. Same thing with gay, lesbian, trans people. It's the same thing. And so when you put it in this light that this was my constant state of being, like your constant state of being was straight, it starts to kind of solidify. And people all the time want to weaponize children, forgetting that we were LGBTQI plus children. We were preteens, kids, teenagers. But what they don't realize is that those LGBTQI plus teens, preteens, and kids, they are the, for lack of a better term, the sacrificial lamb to this rhetoric. They're the ones that are most harmed by this rhetoric. Right now, suicide crisis hotlines for LGBTQI plus teens and youth are off the hook because of all of this hateful rhetoric, because they are the ones that feel the consequences of it. They see the rhetoric that it's being spread around. They then, not just only them, but the children of those hateful people learn and grow from that, and then bully LGBTQI plus teens and children. And you would think now in 2024 that we would be beyond this, but unfortunately, rich politicians need a whipping boy in order to stay in power, to point the finger at somebody else and say, oh, they're the gay agenda. The only agenda is that we have is for you to accept who you are, for us to accept who we are, and for all of us to live and be happy and learn to respect each other. Does that make sense? Now, the thing is that we've been omitted from tons of media, from history books. the countless history books. Oh, these two men lived together in the same house for 30, 40 years. They were really good friends. And we've been erased from history. So us now wanting to be included in it as is just that. And it's rather silly that we're not represented more in media when we make up as much of the population. But when we are, people are like, oh, you're trying to force a woke agenda. No, we're just trying to give you an actual slice of what is life. You know what I mean? We make up, I think, 7 to 10% of the population. It's rather silly that there's not more of us being, or more characters of us being shown in a positive light. Not just the brunt of the joke, not just the comedic relief, not just some sad story, but a main character. You know what I mean? Because we make up so much of the population. Trying to teach history that includes us, that is factually includes us, is not some woke agenda. It's trying to be factual that we exist. And it's rather silly that we are not represented more as main characters and all these other things. And whenever we do, suddenly a certain group of people want to make a whole hubbubaloo, like we're trying to force it down our throat, when in actuality, we're not even seen enough as we should be as a representative of the population we are part of. You know what I mean? It's funny. It's so silly. But it's people who want to weaponize your best part of you, your kindness towards children, your kindness towards people, and turn it against the LGBTQI+ people. So either they can stay in power, or they can get likes and views, whatever. The point of the matter is, we've always existed. Trans people have always existed. Countless cultures have had words and names for trans people, for gay people, for thousands upon thousands upon thousands of years, probably more since written history has existed. And so, we are just as natural as straight people. It's just certain people want to use us as a scapegoat, as a look over there, not at me type of thing. And how do you work through it? It's seeing through the bullshit. When you see a content creator hating on the LGBT community, note how they themselves have nothing else to provide except mouthpiece and what politicians, what certain people in the media have said. And they don't do any critical work. They just keep, notice the news sources they use. But then note further how they don't provide resources to actually help the community they say they're trying to help. But they're always saying the gay community is trying to harm children. Where's the resources you're going to provide to help protect children? They never do. They never do. And same thing with politicians. Why are you now so angry at the LGBTQI+ community? Why are you harking on this now when all it results in is harm and death? Typically, it's because they don't want you to see their own failings. They want to rile you up. And one thing that I've always known with these politicians is like, why do you hold LGBTQI+ people to a higher standard than you do straight people? You know? Because you see people going to, taking their kids to Hooters, taking their kids to all these things. And that I myself personally don't believe kids should be at, but that's just me. It's just me. But then they don't hold the straight community the same standard they hold the LGBTQI+ community. So that kind of shows you that they don't care about what they're actually saying. Now, doing the work can be a little hard, but it's so rewarding. And sometimes it's doing some inner reflection. Why do these things spark such anger in you? What is it within you that makes you spark this anger and frustration? Note, I'm not saying that you are part of the LGBTQI+ community, but there could be something you're wanting to free in of yourself. Whether you're wanting to live your life more whimsically, resting however the heck you want, and there's this inner jealousy that is currently being buried down towards people who live a more being able to dress how they want, express how they want. Again, there are so many ways that this can manifest in and of yourself in a personal sense. That has nothing absolutely to do with your sexuality, who you fall in love with, who you want to be in bed with. It can just be a representation of something you want that you see in the other community that you yourself feel you can't have. So take a moment to breathe and take all this in. Take all of everything I've said in. and just let it, you can re-listen to this a couple times. I believe in you, you know. There's only one species that has homophobia. That is ours. But there are over 1,500 species that have same-sex pair bondings. Not just like a dog humping a boy dog, but actual pair bonding for life. So, take a moment to breathe and accept that you did so good in acknowledging this in yourself. You're doing great work on yourself, baby. You're doing a lot more than a majority of people have. And I'm so proud of you. And I appreciate you for asking this question and feeling safe enough to ask this question of me. I hope I made sense. This is not a scripted show. This is not. I kind of just go off the cuff and try to give the best advice to help you grow and help you learn. As always, I love you, baby. I hope you learned something. And you take care of yourself. And I hope everybody else learned something today, too. Now, here's for two parts. One is my charity promotion. I work with Rainbow Youth Project, who help protect LGBTQI+ youths across the country. They provide suicide prevention hotlines. They provide mental health services and homeless LGBTQI+ youth housing. And also, in the unfortunate circumstances, also help pay for the funerals of LGBTQI+ children who have committed suicide. If you would please consider donating to them, that would be fantastic. I'll link their donation page in the description wherever you're watching and listening to this. Now, I am a subscription-based content creator, so if you will please consider becoming a patron on my Patreon for as low as $3 a month, I would greatly appreciate it. As always, I love you, take care of yourself, and until the next episode, thank you very much for watching this episode, our first episode of Dear Auntie, hosted by Shannon Nathan from TikTok. Now, if you enjoy my content, feel free to become a patron on Patreon at patreon.com/ShannonNathan. If you ever want to call in and ask for advice from your gay auntie, stay tuned on my lives on Wednesdays at about 9 p.m. Central Time, or look at my stories on Instagram for when I'm actually waiting for calls. Now, if you don't feel comfortable calling in, that's perfectly fine, my love. You can email your issue to yourgayauntie@gmail.com. Now I'm going to try to post these once a week or twice a week, depending on how much I can get in. But our next episode's going to be, I'm gender nonconforming and not sure what to wear to my cousin's conservative wedding. So stay tuned. As always, I love you.